To know the remedy of backbiting, you first need to know the cause of backbiting. Based on narrations from Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, scholars have listed a few main causes that lead to backbiting. Number 1. Anger. When a person gets angry and rages, in order to satisfy that anger, it leads to backbiting the person that caused them to get angry. For example, a person may get fired from work. They become angry and now backbite the person that fired them. Sometimes a person hides this anger inwardly and turns to a grudge. Having a grudge and anger are major causes for backbiting. Number 2. Agreeing. Sometimes you may see some friends of yours speaking bad about others, and if you disagree with them, you will look bad and they might reject you as a friend. So you agree with them to show you are good friends. Sometimes your friends might get angry, so you too feel that you should get angry to show a sign of good friendship. You take part in the sin while you have agreed with your friends and disagreed with your Lord. 3. Assumption. Sometimes you might sense that someone is talking bad about you, so you start talking about them without investigating the situation. In the Holy Quran, Allah mentions those that don't believe in the hereafter only follow assumptions. 4. Accusation. Someone might accuse you of stealing or something else. To clear your name, you speak ill of the person that accused you. You start mentioning their shortcomings. You have backbitten them and paved the way for an excuse for yourself. 5. Status. Someone may try to raise their status above others, so they label someone as ignorant, weak of understanding, with the goal being to prove that they are better than them. 6. Jealousy. One may feel jealous of someone praised, loved, or honored by others, so he wants these blessings to be removed from that individual. He finds no way to do so except by speaking ill of him. He wants to discredit that person to people so that they may stop honoring and praising him, because it is heavy on his heart to see people praising him. 7. Ridicule. You decide to make fun of someone to degrade them. You might mention someone in a way that prompts the listeners to laugh at him to show you are better than him. You made fun of him in front of a small number of people while exposing yourself of a punishment in front of a large crowd of people on the Day of Judgment. 8. Grief. This is difficult to detect and may cause even the religious person to fall ill in speaking of others. One may feel sad because of something which someone is afflicted with. So they say, "Poor so-and-so, I am really sad about what has happened to them and about their affliction." Your grief distracts you from taking precaution, so you mention things about them that they did not want to be disclosed and was concealed. Your grief and seeking Allah's mercy for them are acts of righteousness, but they led you to evil without being aware of it. 9. Intimidation. Sometimes you may feel intimidated by others, so you result into backbiting. 10. Authority. A person may have a sense of authority over others, so it results to backbiting. For example, you may think you have authority over your younger brother or sister, and when you sense this authority being compromised, you result to backbiting them to show you are still in charge. While a person backbites, you have to know that you expose yourself to the wrath of Allah, and such wrath voids your good deeds and shifts the good deeds to the person you have backbitten. And if you have no good deeds, the person you backbit, his bad deeds will transfer to you, and you will be like one eating dead flesh. You should also be aware that when you backbite someone about a specific thing, such as physique, you are actually backbiting its creator, Allah. A person should look into the reason that prompts them to backbite and deal with it. A cure is treated by reading its cause. The treatment for all of this comes through knowledge, and what caused you to backbite. You first get rid of the cause, which will get rid of the effect. Scholars have introduced two methods for leaving this sin. The first method is the theoretical method. After acquiring the knowledge of backbiting, a person should ponder about the negative consequences of backbiting, which have been found in narrations, such as disgrace among people, having enmity in people's hearts, punished in hell, transferring of good deeds to the backbiter, transfer of bad deeds from the backbitten to the backbiter. The second method is a practical method. It is to train your soul to stop backbiting. This can be achieved by controlling the tongue and being watchful over your actions. A person can make a pledge with themselves to stop this sin for a number of days, and then gradually rid the sin. One should have a daily assessment of their actions. Assess yourself if you did all your obligatory actions. Assess yourself if you thanked God. Assess yourself if you did any sins and write them down if you have to. Gradually, the task will become easier, and after some time you will feel a natural quality within your soul to detest and dislike backbiting. Then you will acquire spiritual peace in achieving freedom for this sin. How should we repent? Once it is recognized, we should feel remorse for having disobeyed Allah. After sincere repentance, we should seek forgiveness with the intention of never repeating it in the future. We should then apologize to the person that was backbitten and ask them to forgive us if possible. If there is a chance that the situation will get worse if you apologize to them, or if they are dead, you should seek Allah's forgiveness and ask Allah to bless that person. You should also praise the person, speak well of that person and pray for them. Grant them gifts and pay sadaqah on their behalf, especially if they have already passed away. In that way, they may forgive us on the Day of Judgment.